Ready? Everybody's visiting. I hate to cut off visiting. It's awful. We'll call our meeting to order. I hate to interrupt your visiting, but we better get started. Rick Finley's going to open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge if you'd stand. Rick. Okay, next is meeting minutes. You guys ready to do those?
Sure. I move that we approve March 5th, 8th, 10th, and 11th.
I'll second that. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we've got accounts payable. And we're not going to do journal entries today, right?
I think you're waiting until next Monday, correct?
Okay. How about a motion for that? Any questions or
none? No questions. I move that we approve accounts payable.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we're ready for public comment.
Ron Potter.
Ron, welcome, sir. Glad to have you at our meeting.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak. As you may know, we're on this coming ballot for the municipal elections. We have a bond extension. And it has come to the city's attention. There's a great deal of confusion. So I thought I would at least get you gentlemen on board as to what we're trying to accomplish here. We currently have a bond where the last payment is due at the end of this year. And we would like to extend that for a similar period of time. We have had a great deal of interest in a tornado safe room. Mm-hmm. And our current informal safe room is Scott Novak's laundromat in White River Plaza. And you can see anywhere from like 40 to sometimes 60 people in there.
Really?
During severe weather events. So we decided this would be a good use of the money. It would be placed behind City Hall. We're working with HDR engineers to size it. Apparently, Homeland Security has some requirements there. We're looking to get money from Homeland Security to help us do that. So the bond extension is for that purpose.
Okay.
And there is a public hearing a week from today at 7 o'clock at City Hall. In case we should have a lot more details as to the actual size. I think it's about 3,000 square feet.
So. Okay. So that'd be the 22nd at 7 o'clock.
22nd,
City Hall.
PM, City Hall.
Okay. If you got any questions? All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. All right.
Bob Shantz.
Bob?
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm on the agenda for another reason, but something else has come up since I attended a meeting Thursday in Hollister regarding this tax for the elderly. There weren't too many people there. Several things were discussed, and I just want to make you gentlemen aware of something that I felt was wrong, and then after reviewing it with a legal person, there could be some problems. So here's what it is. I asked the ladies up there they have volunteers taking elderly people to the doctors, hospitals, and whatever. And I asked, what kind of insurance do they have? And one of the ladies says, well, we make these people sign a statement and show us proof of insurance. Well, that's great. If they don't have a lot of property at home, they probably don't have a lot of insurance. They're helping these elderly folks, which is nice. I admire them for that. But my fear is this, that if this thing goes on the ballot, Taney County collects the money, gives the money to these people to dispense, you're partially responsible, even if they have insurance. If they go beyond the limit, if Granny's 90 years old and she gets killed, her kids and grandkids are going to say Granny's worth $1 million. And I think it's going to fall back on the county because you're the ones who got the money to give to the elderly association, whatever they want to call it. So that is a concern that I wish you would look into, because we don't need to be in the hole anymore. Then I asked lady, she said that they've been thinking about this since 1988. That's 22 years ago. Well, we've ran it by other people, and nobody wanted it since 1988. Now, you three gentlemen apparently have said, yeah, get these 750 signatures and go for it. I asked about churches. I says, can't churches help? Well, there's a few that help, but most of them don't want to, you know. Wait a minute. I'm not the best churchgoer, but I thought churches help the needy, help the poor. Help. I send money to churches, and it goes to Haiti or wherever, to Chile. We've got to start helping people in Taney County. This is ridiculous. All the churches that we have here, and just a few churches, help the elderly. So that is something that I just wanted you to be aware of. And the last thing is, I picked up a copy of the petition that they had. And I thought I had it. I don't have it with me this morning, but I'm sure it was written here. Donna Neely prepared it. I think if you look at the petition, and I hope your attorney here looks it over, I think if this gets on the ballot and passes, which I don't think it will pass, but if it does, I think there's a challenge from a poorly written petition. So I just want you to check it over, because we don't need to be spending more money than what we've got. I mean, the state's $126 million in the hole, and everybody's in a hole, but I think this is going to get us in the jam. So, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else there, Nikki?
No.
Nope. Okay. Next on our agenda is Show Me Heroes. I'd like to welcome Steve Weingart with the Workforce Development. Steve was by, I guess it was last week one day, and shared with me about focusing on our veterans when we hire folks, so invited him to come and speak to us. Welcome.
Thank you, Chuck, and thank you, Commissioner, for having us in. Yes, my name is Steve Weingart. I am the local Veterans Employment Representative for the Department of Economic Development and Division of Workforce Development. I work at the Career Center in Branson. My role in the community in Taney and Stone County is to see all the veterans who come into the Career Center to try to find them jobs and help them find employment, also help them with their GI Bill education benefits they have coming from the VA, and as well as educational benefits. And about 3 weeks ago, the governor announced in Springfield launched a new program to help hire veterans. It's called Show Me Heroes. The program is simply just a way for the employers in the state to have heightened awareness of hiring veterans, make sure that the veterans that are coming back, especially from Iraq or Afghanistan, can find employment. And this extends to all veterans. But the thing that I'm also doing when I'm out in the community is do outreach with employers, encourage them to hire veterans. And the thing that we're finding, of course, is there's a lot of veterans coming, younger folks coming back. They've been injured, they've been medically discharged, or they've been medically retired, and they're having a tough time finding jobs. Plus, we're all having some economic issues in our economy. So part of what this program is designed to do is actually to just give recognition to the employers who try to help veterans, and probably not doing a lot more than they've done in the past, but just be aware of it and really go to the extra mile and look at these veterans and give them a chance to get a job. Part of what goes on is basically an employer decides to get into the program, and the governor's asked for all employers, all state departments, county, municipal governments, colleges, universities, schools, districts, everyone who's an employer to look at hiring veterans whenever possible. And simply go online to a website. It's called showmeheroes.mo.gov, and just simply take a pledge and that they will try to hire veterans whenever possible, to help bring those opportunities to veterans. Make sure that when you've got a stack of resumes, put that veteran on top and take a look at them hard. And the thing that happens after that is once they sign up, take the pledge online, they're able to they'll be listed on the website. This morning I just checked, there was 307 employers currently on that site that have signed up for the pledge. Once they're on that site, then I receive an email from Jeff City, and I go out and meet with the employer and present them a packet. And the packet basically is a pledge form that's signed by the governor and with the seal. It also has a little poster and a decal for their business. And then after that happens, the governor sends them a personal thank you letter and thanking the employer for really trying to help veterans and ultimately help our economy, because put the right people in, and as our department does, try to put qualified employees in positions. And certainly our veterans, many of them have been trained, they've proven their loyalty, and they've made the they've answered the call to their country. So let's give them a shot. And that's basically what I wanted to talk about this morning, and hope that encourage the county and the city to wherever they're hiring veterans, or wherever hire anyone, try to hire veterans.
Okay. Questions for Steve?
So make sure I understand, we currently have a job posted at the Missouri Career Center, but I don't believe we've gone through the process of this program. So we would need to, in order to bring awareness to the veterans, I mean, obviously you work at the Career Center, so you would be able to direct people anyway. I mean, we're encouraging veterans to apply even if they don't do the pledge, even if the employers don't do the pledge.
Exactly. Yes, okay. Yes. And the pledge basically is just saying that the employer has stood up and said, we're going to send a message to Missouri and to the nation that Missouri hires our veterans.
Okay.
And that's basically what this is about. It doesn't, I think most people agree they want to hire veterans whenever they can, and that's simply what it's all about. And it's just, but it also sends a message to the veterans and their families, mm-hmm. that, yes, our employers here, we do appreciate your service to your country, and we are going to try to hire you whenever we can.
Excellent. Good program.
If there are not any questions, I'd make a motion that we go to the site and fill out the form and take that on. It's a pledge, as you said the other day, not any obligation. It's just that we're obligating is to look at the veterans and remember
correct.
Them.
That's very correct.
Right.
I'll second that.
Nothing. Yeah, we'll. Okay. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Steve, thank you for coming. Right. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
Did you get the website information?
Just got it right here.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Appreciate you coming. Okay, next we've got Planning and Zoning Board members. See Bob coming is...
Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead and walk up there. I think this all spurred from, and we brought Eddie over here and Dan, it spurred from a Planning and Zoning meeting that did not have a quorum last Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I think Bob wanted to come forward and discuss it. I think we have... anyway, we posted it because, you know, obviously we do our best to make sure we have meetings, but at times it happens. But that's why it's on the agenda, is based off of the Monday meeting that we didn't have.
Bob?
I've been told it's the second time in 5 years it's happened, but when you go out of your way and other people that work didn't eat supper to come over here, and out of a 9-member board, only 3 members show up, I think that's poor planning. I received a letter January the 26th, stating that I should be here on that particular date. There were 17 people sitting here waiting to be heard, and there were 3 people sitting up here. 6 of them didn't come. Now, I heard excuses. 2 people were out of town.
two had a more important meeting. One had to watch a child, and I don't know what the sixth one did, but that's ridiculous. I think it should have been handled in some way that the people involved talk to everybody and say, hey, we're having a meeting Monday. If you can't be, well, can you just come do this? It was nothing. I mean, Sarah Kleinfeld was here, Mark Blackwell and Randall Cummings were here, and the other six, you know, Ray Edwards, Jim Bronner, Sean Pickleton, Frank Preston, Joey Staples, Carl Pride, no consideration for the people. And I don't think that is right. They should discuss it. You gentlemen should discuss it with them. Out of a 9-member board, they certainly should be able to have 5 people here to have a quorum.
Right.
Because that puts 17 people. Now, I've got to be back here tonight. I don't feel good right now, but I'm here to discuss this. I've got to come back again tonight. And then not only that, the courthouse was lit up like a Christmas tree. Everything is, lights are on, the heat is on, everything. I remember one time you made a big stink that somebody saved some money by lowering the thermostats, but no, everything had to be up for no meeting at all. It's ridiculous. And I hope something is done with planning and zoning. And I've got another question. This letter says Taney County Planning Commission, but isn't it the Planning and Zoning Board?
It's a commission. It's called
okay,
the title.
Commission. But
Planning and Zoning Commission.
But we have no zoning here, do we?
Yes. It's not a detailed zoning, but yeah, we have zoning.
Spot zoning or whatever you, selective zoning, but whatever you...
Pretty much east and west at this point, but that's what we voted on.
Okay, well, that's...
Select and spot are negative connotations, which would suggest that it's illegal. What we have is a performance-based system.
Well, okay, but I hope something could be done that we can have 5,
sure,
out of 9, have 5 people here. I don't know if you can appoint somebody in an emergency situation, but it's ridiculous to let 17 people stand here and have to go home after 3 minutes.
Let me make at least one comment. We have a process in which we have a staff member make contact with all the board members to see if they're going to attend. So ahead of time, we know if there's going to be a quorum or not. We had indication that we would have a quorum. And that's why we went ahead and didn't cancel the meeting, because we believed at that point. And Eddie, if I'm wrong, please stop me. But specifically to that one, we believe we had a quorum based off of our normal process, which is to contact the board members to remind them and to see if they're going to be in attendance. We knew that I think 2 people were going to be absent, but anyway, we do have a process, and I think you mentioned this happens very, very seldom, but obviously this time it failed. I apologize. I mean, we try to do our best with process, and sometimes we don't.
Well, I don't think the 6 people who didn't show up, I don't think they've got the interest of the people at heart. It's just, and I asked this question. Sarah Kleinfelter says it's a volunteer position, but don't they get paid something for mileage or whatever?
Yes, it's approximately $40. It's not quite a volunteer.
Well, then they shouldn't get paid for last week.
Well, they wouldn't be able to submit any expenses, well, so they won't be for those who didn't show.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on that?
No.
All right. Next one's recycling promotion. I put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan's going to come speak to us. Dan is our very faithful, don't let this go to your head now, very faithful, alternate to the Solid Waste District. They meet on Tuesdays at like 11 o'clock or something. And I think I've only made it one time with Dan, and he's covered the base for us.
Well, I was, Dan knows Sonic. I was told as soon as I took the job from Larry Rowland, I took his position on the board also, so
right.
That's how I'm into it.
Yep.
Anyway, I represent the county for Chuck at Solid Waste Management Southwest Region Area. I think everybody is aware of the importance of recycling. This commission or board tries to coordinate it through a 5 county area. The counties are Dade, Lawrence, Berry, Stone, and Taney County. Taney County has 2 recycling areas. One in downtown Branson, and the other one on Highway 76. At our meetings, well, a little more history on it. Some of the work that they do, This year we had $144,000 in grants that were distributed out to the five areas. Branson got some money for a new baler. It goes for balers, recycling trailers, and coordination of recycling program in the five counties. It was brought up at last Tuesday's monthly meeting that we needed more advertising out, more recognition for the recycling program. And there were several different ideas brought up. I was sitting there thinking of one, and the commissioner from Stone County happened to come up with the same idea, so he's probably going to get more credit than we are for it, but maybe we can beat him on it. And the idea he had was in county mail-outs as to putting some type of recycling information on our mail-outs that go out. It'd be a simple process of just printing on documents that are mailed out regularly in the county. Should be no extra expense. I came back, talked to Mr. Pendle about it, and started doing a little research, a little looking on it. And one of the things that the recycling in the state uses as kind of logo is reduce, reuse, and recycle. Very simple. And this I started and talked to Mr. Pendle about, seeing if we could get that on some of our mail outs. The easiest, first thing I went to was the sewer department, which sends out monthly bills. And I gave you a card with reduce, reuse, and recycle on it. This is actually a postcard that is mailed out with a bill for the sewer in Taney County. The front side has that billing information on it. That I did not show you there, but on the back of it, which is normally blank, which their printing mechanism that will print the bill out, could easily put that message on the back of it. As far as cost, the question was, if we put that information out, what do they do with it? You know, we tell people reuse and recycle, but now what are they going to do? So we need some kind of contact for the people to be able to get to on it. So I talked to Tammy in 911. We now have the central phone system with the county. If you want to sit there and listen to it, it might take you quite a while to listen to all of it. But she said it'd be a simple process to put a recorded message on that, along with the rest of the recorded messages. It would give the information of the two recycle centers. The hours are open. We haven't written a dialogue on it yet, but that's something, if approved, we can work on. The cost of it would be $68. This would be a one-time cost. That cost is for the phone company to come out and put the recording online. The 911 office would make the recording. I gave her what I was looking at. If you'll notice on the bottom of it, it says information call. That number is a local county number. It says press 8, press 3. That way people would not have to listen to the whole recording. They simply press 8, press 3. It'd take it directly to that mailbox. And that mailbox would be under planning and zoning and sewer and the third line going into it. And that's pretty much all I've got, gentlemen. If we could get the $68 approved for the phone, appreciate it. And then also, hopefully in the future, we can get other offices in the county, possibly the assessor's office, Mr. Strahan, or the county clerk, that could possibly also add something to this type in their normal mailouts. And that's all I have.
Question while you were talking, Dan.
Yes, sir.
On the recording, After we spend that, if we decide to do that, spend that $68, that's a one time, and surely you can go on there and change the recording. They wouldn't have to come back if
yes, sir.
We had other messages.
That's my understanding. And Tammy also tells me they're in the process of trying to be able to do that themselves. But at the present time, they still have to have the phone company added to it.
The RIT group has the software to do it themselves. They just haven't got it all activated yet. So soon, very soon, we'll be able to make those changes ourselves. But
and we could also put our, what is our number, 332-1900?
We have a local number for Branson Hollister, which is 332-1900, that comes over here to the same phone tree. So we want to post that number, too.
Okay. Any additions or any thoughts that, in the recording, I'd be happy to add in.
So this 3, when you press 3, it goes to what district? It goes to your...
I just, she gave me a kind of spreadsheet out of where all the numbers went to. I had to pick a empty column.
Right.
The commissioner's office is full right now. But I just stuck it under ours. It could go under any office. But if you stopped after pushing 8, then you'd hear the recording for sewer and planning and zoning.
Gotcha.
So if we went there, we could work with, forget the lady's name over at Branson, to get the details.
Mona.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, and I had planned on the recording of adding the Branson information on it also. That would be, if they have a number that's available, then that would be in the recording.
The cost to print these, is this something that, that's my question, is this part of the existing bill for sewer then, you're saying? Is this
Yes, that's part of the existing process. They have a printer that
can do that,
you know, automatically prints, and it has a capability of printing on the back side of the card. And so it would be just be a process of keying that into to the printer.
Okay.
So other than a little bit of ink,
right,
maybe there's really no expense there, sir.
Right. Good idea.
Questions or comments? Suggestions?
See, I think some way to get in touch with all the trash haulers in the area with their monthly billing would be a way that you would reach more people than you would any other way.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying give that, encourage them to
encourage
put the information
that
out there?
Or furnish some kind of a, I mean, what we're trying to do is hold the expense down. I know that, but what I'm trying to say is give them the information for the recycle. That they, when they distribute their bill, they distribute a recycle card with either these numbers or locations and address on. Because at that time, that's when they're thinking about this. It's whenever they're disposing of their regular trash,
yep.
And that would bring this to mind at that particular time whenever they were paying their bill.
I would be happy to try to contact those people, Mr. Strahan, see if they would come on board with us. And I'm guessing use our phone information.
Sure.
On there.
Sure. Well, it's a good first start. I'm all in favor of it.
You're in favor of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We probably need to get with Tammy, don't we, just to make sure that there's no other hidden costs, or we come from the 68?
Well, I've talked to Tammy. That's what she says right now. If there's hidden costs, I'll come back to you.
I'm good with it, though.
How about we direct Dan to
work with Tammy.
Work, continue, and if it's under $100, to go ahead with it?
I'm good.
That'll be all right?
Yep.
Okay.
On our free trash day, why don't we have a big poster made up at each location that has this same thing on it, because they're going to the Branson transfer station to distribute that stuff, and up here, and as they enter the gate, if we had a big poster board that had something about it. Of course, the recycle bins are right there, and people use them that bring stuff in or toll, but if they see that, then they get more of an idea about it. That we're encouraged, county encourages recycle, whatever you want to put on there. You guys come up with a logo.
It's good.
Okay.
Yep.
Dan, thank you. Good job. Right. Appreciate you. Okay, what other business do we have?
Is there anything else posted?
That's all we've got posted. Except for recess, you know, about recess.
Did you want to talk about the sales tax numbers? That was last week. We didn't get to
be fine. Okay. Yeah, I don't think.
Go ahead. I mentioned that trash cleanup. That's 15th and 16th. We want to make sure that we get that.
It's April.
Right? April. But let people start thinking about gathering up their stuff and being available for those dates. I think last year it rained one day that we had it, so if they've got the stuff prepared. Mm-hmm. Last year, and it seems to be, you'd think after a period of time that we would have a decrease in the amount of stuff that's collected, but last year the Eastern Barn over here where that stuff was located, we had three or four bins more than we've ever had, and of stuff that doesn't go in the ditch lines, doesn't go in the ravines. It's a favorable contribution to the county and its beauty to keep that stuff cleaned up.
I'm glad you said that. That reminded me. Frank, you sent us a letter, Let's Help Keep Taney County Beautiful. Did you want to visit about that today? Or?
I was going to visit at my 11:30.
Okay. I don't know if you all got to see it, but Frank left us a nice press release on trash and whatnot on the roadways. I got an email the other day from a gentleman that was kind of discouraged about how they look, and this is the worst time of the year, I think, before grass comes up and covers things up. Does look awful bad out there, and I haven't had an opportunity, but Brenda Neal, I don't know if it was last year or year before, encouraged county employees to come together and take a Saturday and do a trash pickup, and we might visit with that a little bit to kind of promote this is a good time to get out there and pick up trash and make it look better. So
I think we need to coordinate with the state. We get a lot of I'm not saying blame, but we get a lot of talk that they think that along the state roads and things that where there's a lot of trash buildup. I had a conversation with a gentleman where there was 10 bags of trash that was picked up on or left on T Highway that people had got out and picked up, and then they had to rebag it because of the all the dogs and coons and things like that that had got in and tore it up. So I'd like to, coordinate with the state to, if they people call in that have picked up trash, they usually come by and pick that stuff up if they know about it. We had two situations last week where I was contacted about trash bags that were, somebody took the time to either fill up and just set alongside the road or picked it up alongside the road and left it setting. But that doesn't do any good if something gets in it and scatters it out. So we'd like to coordinate with MoDOT to pick up their share on the state roads, and we'll make sure that the county roads, if one phone call's made, that we'll get someone there.
To add to that, we've got, the county has sacks. I checked the other day. We've had those for years for county roads. And like you say, if folks want to get out and pick up on the county road, all they need to do is give Road and Bridge a call or county commission, and we'll get somebody to pick them up. And then the same at the state. I have two. They're at the maintenance shop at the High Road 65. You can go by there and get the yellow sacks from the state. And to your point, Danny, I'm sure that phone number, which I don't have on top of my head, but you can call the state. They generally see them and pick them right up, but I've seen not the scattering as much as you talked about, but I know sometimes they sit there for a few days, and so we just need to give them a call when we get out there and work it. Okay. What else? You going to go ahead on sales tax?
Well, we could just, might as well just discuss. I think everyone's
sent it out well.
Yeah, Helen sent it out last week. It was after the Monday commission meeting. Our month reporting in March was down 18.455%, which puts our year-to-date number down 3%. And in talking with Helen, the probably the most significant thing to comment is the month of March reporting traditionally is less than half of what we see during the summer, so it's not that big of an impact to us for the entire annual number. So although it's down, this reflects basically January sales, and so we all remember how the weather was in January. Plus, in a tourist town, we're usually down that this time anyway. We were down this time last year at the same time, so it's not uncommon for us to be down. But the overall number's pretty small compared to the numbers we see during as the June through December. The numbers get quite a bit larger, so even though it's down, it's not that big of an impact to the overall number.
And the overall was for about 3%. Is that right?
3% for the year is what we are right now. And at this time last year, we were down close to 11 or 12. We were down 12% at the same time last year. So things are improving, but slightly.
Got to kind of live with it and work through it.
Exactly.
What else, Danny?
I just thought of something, and we talked about the PNZ, and should have brought it up when Bob was up there. We have a great response of people wanting to serve on boards, but some of those boards are township-related, and you have to live in a certain area to serve on particular boards. And so I would like for the press to pick up on this and maybe the radio station that we need more people to come and sign in, call in, fax applications, if you will, to let us know where they live, addresses, and if they know what township they live in, post that on there also, because we have to look it up ourselves as we go.
Physical address.
And physical address on the thing. So we have a rather large list, but a lot of them are just grouped up in the same area, and we can't use them because the state statute says that we can't have people but in certain areas in certain boards. And the BOA, I think it's failed now, but it's they have regulations on it. You can only use so many people out in incorporated areas that sit on that board, and the rest of them have to be out of the rural areas. So there's more to it than just coming and signing up and saying, well, I decided to serve on that board. There may be somebody that's sitting on that board that we appreciate it, and we'll try to use that person somewhere else if their interest in serving Taney County is there. We're interested in trying to help find a position for them to be there.
Very good. You reminded me of something else. Thank you, press. I saw some on the cleanup, going backwards to our cleanup. We did get press on that. Appreciate that very much. Talking about the press again. What else?
Ron and I are working on our press release, kind of just to recap our NACO visit to Washington, D.C. There was a lot of great things were accomplished.
Okay.
This was celebrating NACO's 75th anniversary of the organization. And according to talking to the various congressional leaders and all that, NACO is a very good organization that helps support the county officials at the federal level. And I could start listing off all the things that we did from meetings. We met with meetings with the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary of Agriculture. We had multiple meetings on different subjects. USDA was there. President Obama had sent his chief of staff for legislative, county legislative matters. So they spent the entire 4 days there too. And so there was a lot of information. What I'm trying to do is, besides just saying this, I would like to show some tangible of actual meetings we had and what some of the takeaways, because there was some very, very good information. There was a USDA grant that's been out for 9 months now, and almost no money has been spent. It's almost $2 billion, and it's specifically for fairgrounds and fair bleachers and exhibit spaces, only to deal with county fairs. So obviously Ron Hausman's taking that and starting as fast as possible on that, but there's billions of dollars set aside just for that program. And the USDA deputy, the undersecretary, spoke with us, spent some time with Ron and myself to tell us the process. So a lot of great information came out of the meeting. So much so. I'm a member or appointed to the Steering Committee for Rural Action Caucus, which is a few county leaders. There's about 20 of us or so in the that are assigned to rural affairs within the United States. And we've been asked to go back there in April to meet with in the White House to talk about rural matters that are affecting rural counties. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of large counties that get all the attention, but the rural is obviously where everything happens. And so 60%, I believe, of the United States is made up of rural counties based off definition. So they want to make sure that we're taking advantage of the stimulus package and want to see our successes and our failures of it. Want to talk about other programs that why we haven't applied. So there's a pretty good roundtable set up in April about why rural is doing what it's doing or not doing, not taking advantage of all the programs that are out there. So But Ron and I will have a pretty detailed press, and we'll talk about all the meetings we went to and things we learned.
Okay. Very good. Anything else? We'll recess for just a bit and then get into the rest of our schedule. Thanks for being here.